everybody. This is Harold. I think I took the last hearing out because I had my volume plugged way up high. This is Speedway City, USA, damn it. Here we go.
Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Stop it, Leroy!
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mouth
get off the park,
and illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey.
Hello, Leroy. I don't know about him some days. He just knocked over the spit tune. Sometimes Memphis
town. Yeah, I heard all that racket.
Made you a horrible mess.
You're going to have to get yourself a mop.
Yeah, well, we're playing them commercials. I'll get the mop out, honey. Don't worry.
Get all that banker juice all licked on up off the floor.
Yeah, he's going to have to win tonight. I'll make him sleep
what
with
else
his...
What else is new?
I'm going to make him sleep with his butt hanging out the window. That'll do okay. Anyway, this is Harold. That is Beauty, my darling wife. How you doing tonight, honey?
I'm just doing fine. I've had one right busy day out visiting kinfolk.
Yeah, well, we had a busy day.
What you gotta do now, man?
We drive all the way back from Alabama. It was a long drive.
My backside ain't even recovered from that yet.
And we got home, and then you say, I want to go visit all my relatives, so you just went out and done that. I slept.
Well, it's a good thing the Fargo still had a little bit of fuel left in that tank.
Yeah, it was a long drive, but we ain't never been...
Long drive.
We ain't never been to Talladega before. That was something else.
We've been all around there, but not right there.
No, we're going to talk about another race that we went to a long time ago down in Alabama, but not at Talladega. It was at Dixie Speedway.
Right around the corner from Larry McReynolds' place.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But it was weird at Talladega. I ain't never seen some of the stuff we ain't seen there before.
Well, that was a good waste of beer right at the end of that race.
Yeah, it was everybody throwing stuff, and I went down and talked to that man. I said, let me out there. I want to grab all the beer cans. And he said, nope, you can't go out on the track. You can't get on down there. You some bitch. I wanted to get some beer. I want to cause
you mind
no
yourself
problem.
How you talking.
I know, honey. I'm sorry. I'm just cranky.
That ain't a nice thing to say about your mama.
Just cranky. I'm cranky, damn it.
Well, what else is new again?
Yeah, well, I'm just old, too. Old and cranky.
I don't argue.
Old and cranky, but we went all the way down to Alabama.
There were so many people there, you couldn't stir them with a stick.
There was a lot of people down there. A lot of people.
They were coming by the dozen.
Man, there was a lot of people, and there were some strange folk there, too. I just don't get it.
Some of them people... They could pass for third time's kin because they look like something washed them right out of the hills.
Yeah, that's for sure. Them people, they was looking funny when we was playing this song on Saturday night.
They just ain't never seen anybody buck dancing the way you can.
Oh, I buck dance with the best of them, I'll tell you. This was bouncing.
Oh, you do. You get that old jiggy leg going.
Yeah, I got a jiggy leg.
I know you do.
But I was
it
just...
It never stops.
I was so excited because we broke down three times on the way to Alabama. We got there late Saturday.
You wouldn't take it to Meineke. You mind that.
No, we get there late Saturday night. But we were there for the race. We slept in, and all of a sudden we hear this horrible racket. And that weren't even the race.
It was some noise.
There were some crazy people there. Crazy, I'm telling you. Anyway, it was a good trip. We didn't see. I want to see.
I got me a T-shirt.
I wanted to see Junior win.
I got me a T-shirt.
Yeah, you did. I just got me a, I don't know what I got me. I'm not even awake yet. That was crazy down there.
It's always crazy. That's what they say. That's why people are going there. They start showing up on Tuesday so they can get good parking spots for their big old motorhomes.
Well, you sure got yourself a lot of beads. He's on his way. I ain't going back. I ain't going back.
You ain't going back?
Not for a long time. There's no race until
next
year.
Oh, you'll be going back.
But there's no race until next year. Then maybe I'll go back. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that race that we saw, but it was weird, folks, because you were sitting in that infield, and we could just see, well, there was this lady that kept taking off her shirt, and people kept yelling, put her back on! Put her back on! She weren't very pretty.
Well, did you see what she was showing off?
I weren't sure what that were. Ain't never
that
seen
that like
no more.
That looked like $2 General shopping bags.
Well, I don't like Dollar General much anymore anyway. I just don't.
Why not? What's wrong with Dollar General?
Hey, fire Bernie Lamar! Damn it!
It's all right. He's living up in the loft now.
Yeah, he's been out doing rutabaga today for me. That was pretty good.
He's a big help around here to me, except he busted up a dozen eggs trying to collect them from the hens last week.
Oops. Yeah, that one didn't work out too well, but...
Well, we just had omelets, so that was all right.
Anyway, folks, this is Harold. That is Beauty, and I don't know if Bernie's, he would look pretty tired, so I don't think he's going to be on the show tonight. But this is Speedway City, USA. We're going to be back in just a minute. We're going to talk about Alabama. Hold on, folks. Here it comes.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but HotJackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so covered, and when I shave, that is why I love the head blade. I put it in my hand, I use it every day. I've got the look because of head blade.
Information about Headblade, check us out at Headblade.com.
Headblade.
I drive a big freight liner and I made my last payment today. And I drive to all points out of New York City to L.A. Well, that little woman smiles when I believe her.
Hello, everybody. This is Harold. I got the freight liner fever. And you know who that is.
I know who that is. That's Boxcar Willie.
Boxcar Willie, he is like the bestest of a whole bunch of singers that I'm telling you.
I think he was highly underrated as an artist.
Listen to that sound. You just got to tap your toe to that one. That's a toe-tapper, I'm telling you. I'm tapping both of the toes, both of the big toes on my left foot, I'm telling you.
You always was a little bit different.
Well, you tried to buy socks and put shoes on with two big left toes. That ain't no fun. Anyway.
Harold. You kind of look a bit like a chicken sometimes. All you need is yellow legs with rings on them.
That's for sure, honey.
How's your egg production coming?
Not doing too well, honey.
That's why I pulled you out of the cockfight. You ain't going there no more. You lost one toe on the other foot. Now you only got one on one and two on the other.
Ain't gonna work with me, I'm telling you.
Ain't gonna work. We had to strap spurs on you just to make up for the difference.
There was just something else, I'm telling you.
Put one of them little masks on your head with a little plume feather coming out the top.
I'm telling you.
Cockfighting, I say.
Whew. Let me tell you,
folks. Did you know that's illegal some places?
It is?
Cockfighting's illegal. They don't let you do that sometimes.
You're not allowed to fight your...
Them chickens.
Oh, them ugly. Those are ugly chickens. I think when they get done with the cockfighting, they sell all that chicken meat to Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's why it's so tough.
Problem is the people down there don't like wild meat.
Mm-mm. No, they don't.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, the Alabama. Absolutely. Anyway, whereas we were standing in the infield of Tyler Dager, we got to see that boy Brian Vickers. And we got to see those other guys go spinning around and spinning around. It was wild.
That was something like I ain't never seen.
Well, Brian Vickers, he win. He was
first.
You think
he really won? You think in his heart of hearts, he has won?
I think in his heart of hearts, he was snickering. He was going, I got them Hendrick boys. That's what I think, he said.
Well, that just goes to show you, if you're going to be letting somebody go and you start doing it, like not letting them come to meetings and stuff, y'all just better cut them loose because it's going to come down and bite you in the backside.
Well, it sure did bite Jimmy Johnson in his backside. His cargo
did not help the situation at all.
Well, he got hit and then the cargo spin. And this big fat lady show up and she says, that party's over.
Yeah, that is absolutely the truth. Yeah. I'm still shaking my head over that whole thing.
And Jeff Gordon, his car went spin, crash, he's gone.
He's gone.
But Casey Kane, he was second.
Spitfire.
Spitfire. just got to come up with a
he
new...
He had a good run going.
I got a new nickname for Jimmy Johnson.
What might that be?
I'm calling him Chardonnay, because he was whining and whining and whining, so he Chardonnay. There's an expense.
Chardonnay, that's a real good name for him. Yeah, I think that's one of his favorite beverages.
That's one of them expensive wines, not like Ripple. That's good.
No, Ripple's good. Ripple's what we have.
Yeah, but them rich people, they have that Chardonnay. So I'm calling him Chardonnay.
That's nothing it. Beats a good bottle of Bugberry Ripple.
You said it, honey. Sit it out in the stream and keep it cold.
That's right.
Kurt Busch,
just don't let the suckers near it.
No. Kurt Busch, he was stirred. Now they suck some of that. They won't be able to suck no more. Kurt Busch, he was third. Matt Kenseth, he was fourth. Martin Truex Jr., he was fifth.
Don't he have a sister called Clint?
I like his car because it's got fush on it. And a big lure.
It's kind of a big old jumping fish on that thing.
Yeah, that sure is a jumping fish. Jump! Fish.
I seen that fish other places, too. I think I seen it on a sprint car.
Yeah, you probably
I seen
did.
It on a dirt car.
You probably done. You right, honey.
I seen it on a big old sign somewhere, too.
Yeah, they got some pro bass shop or places they got. I don't know why you need so many things to go fishing. I just grab a hook and a wiggler, and that's all you need.
I get me some dew worms, and I go picking them, and they're good. You can tie them on a string, or you can put them on a hook, whatever you want to do, and you're going to catch the biggest, slickest catfish you ever did see.
Yeah, I walked into them pro bass shop place one time. They had like 47,000 different kinds of worms, and none of them were tasty. I tried to bite a few.
That come from countries that don't even have fish.
That's for sure, honey. Kevin Harvick, he was six. Jeff Green was seven. Who the hell is Jeff Green? I didn't even know
I
he was
from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Were he racing all year? I ain't never see his name.
Gritchie.
We ain't never said his name before.
Well.
Ah, heck, he
figured. Time you all say it. You won't be saying it again.
How did he come home seven? Everybody else crashed.
I think he's got some Booty Barker magic.
Yeah, maybe. How Booty, he sounded like a fun boy. Mark of the Martin, he were eight. And let's see.
That ain't no fun, boy.
Carl Edwards was nine. I wanted to see Carl flip. I want to see Fernando flip. One or the other. Bobby Labonte, he were 10 in the King's car. How you get all them beads down at Talladega? Then nobody gave me none. I kept asking, and they said, we ain't giving you none. I don't understand.
I stole mine.
Well, that probably was what I should have done, too.
I was out in Richard Childress's parking lot, and they was handing them out there left and right.
Yeah, that boy's got a lot of money.
He's got a lot of beads, too.
Got a lot of money, got a lot of beads.
He's got himself a marble countertop in that there big old truck wagon thing of his.
Does he have any boxcar Willie, though?
I don't think so. I don't know if that's his taste.
Yeah, probably not.
He drinks wine, you know.
Yeah, he probably drink that Chardonnay.
More like that, maybe Chardonnay. homemade Chardonnay.
Barry
Ripple.
What Chardonnay?
Yeah, you're the one who just told me that Chardonnay is some fancy drinking wine.
Chardonnay. Chardonnay.
Whatever you want to call it, dear.
Thank you. Anyway, that were Talladega.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. Those cars are noisy now, though. They go whining and...
There's some fast, and they look like they was just sticking to the track.
Yeah, they were stuck to the track, all right. They were going fast.
They was welded on a track.
I didn't see no DJ driving the truck, though. Somebody say he was driving the truck. He ain't driving no truck.
Oh, he was not.
No. He weren't driving no truck. Anyway, that were our last race that we done. But we were back, way back in 1960. We were down in Alabama, too. But that was before Talladega. And that's
way before Talladega.
A long time before. And that's the race we're going to talk about, folks, next. You're listening to Speedway City. This is Harold. That's Beauty. We'll be back, folks. Hold on. Don't you turn it off. We're going back. Don't you go anywhere. Don't. I see you. Don't touch that.
RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast, too. You see them every week at the track. None of these are your typical lassie. They're hardcore blue-collar racer dogs with dirt under their nails and unabashed loyalty. Nose to the wind and letting the world blow by. Order your red, white, and blue ticker carbon-approved t-shirts today at RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast, too. From every purchase, a dollar is donated to the Ryan Newman Foundation.
Motorsports Tonight is presented by RPM Diecast. Check them out on the web at rpmdiecast.com. They're an authorized distributor of Action Performance, the most trusted name in NASCAR and NHRA diecast collectibles. All your favorite drivers are featured, including the new Dale Earnhardt Jr. Father's Day Budweiser Monte Carlo and the Casey Kane Dodge Dealers Click Michigan Wind Dodge Charger. 1/24th scale, just $64.99 at rpmdiecast.com. While you're there, check out their Salute to Dale Earnhardt section and all the diecast from the movie Talladega Nights. RPM Diecast is your home for the latest in racing collectibles, merchandise, and apparel, including the Dale Earnhardt Jr. camo cap, just $24. Visit rpmdiecast.com or call toll-free 1-877-800-2415 Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 Central. rpmdiecast.com has shipped almost 100,000 internet orders since 1998. When it comes to diecast, the only name you need to know is RPM Diecast.
This is Carbon Supersport, the official spokespop for RacerDogs.com. Anyone who knows me knows I have good fashion sense and an appreciation for quality. That's why I chose Stellar Apparel as my official wardrobe company. They may not make shirts just for me with 4 sleeves yet, but 2 sleeves seem to suit my favorite humans just fine. Stellar Apparel offers custom apparel, screen printing, embroidery, and a variety of promotional items. Give Jamie a call at 1-866-461-8232 or visit StellarApparel.com today. And hey, tell them Carbon sent ya.
He was headed into Beantown in a big long diesel truck. It was his first trip to Boston. He was having all bad luck. He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street from town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres.
Welcome back to Speedway City, everybody. This is Harold. Are you having fun tonight, Billy?
I'm having a good old time. I'm bitten on the tart side, though. Just so much travel and I ain't that young neither, you know.
I just don't even know what city I am in anymore, I'm telling you. It was a long way.
I'm feeling the same way.
When did they move Alabama so far south? I don't recall.
I don't know. It's like they took a shoehorn somewhere and just kind of spread it down.
I don't recall it being that far down to Alabama when we used to drive. We used to go down there all the time.
I know, but since you growed that extra toe, a little bit hard walking all the time.
Yeah, it's a little tough pushing the accelerator, too, sometimes.
Yeah, well, one gets tired, the other one can pick up where the other one leaves it off, though.
Yeah,
it's the walking that's the trouble.
Well, it's walking, and that's why I kind of always go around to the right everywhere I go.
Yeah, walking in circles.
Yeah,
you
just
gotta push it straight down then.
Yeah, just gotta kind of shoop back to the side there. Anyway, people just love the music that we play. That's Boxcar Willie for you folks who don't know that. And it take 40 acres, turn the rig around. Doesn't take us that long with our truck.
That Fargo turns on a dime and gives you a nickel change.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Anyway, folks, we told you just about our trip to Alabama. But we had another trip to Alabama back in 1960 down to Birmingham. Dixie Speedway.
That was a long trip, too.
Dixie Speedway. Old Ned Jarrett, he went. Gotta like Ned.
He's a good man.
And he won that race, and he won it like, he just won it, because he led every single lap.
He won that in handy fashion.
He just going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And that was a fun track, that Dixie Speedway. I wonder if it even still there.
I don't know. We should look into that.
That were a little track, though, compared to Talladega.
It was just a tiny thing.
You could put about 473 Dixie Speedways, and you weren't even going to cover up Talladega.
Why don't they build 460 new little tracks like Dixie and just spread them around the country? Wouldn't that be a good thing?
It'd make more sense to me than building one big Talladega.
Like that great big old newfangled Dale Earnhardt Jr. whatever mega complex theater show and trailer park and video terminal and racetrack and powerboat show and, you know, llama farm, whatever the hell he's building.
Yeah, I don't get it. But
that ain't make no sense to me.
Yeah, me neither, honey, me neither. But Ned Jarrett, he won way back in 1960. Richard Petty, the king, he were second, but he weren't even known as the king back then.
He weren't the king. He weren't the king at all back then.
Lee Petty were third. Fred Petty were fifth.
He was a fine gentleman.
Fred Petty were fifth. Joe Lee Petty were sixth. J.C. Petty were seventh. Franklin Delaner. Franklin Delaner Petty the Fort were eight. No, Maurice.
Joe Lee Johnson Beauchamp was fifth.
There was a lot of. There were like 473 Petty in the race. It were a Petty family reunion. Ned Jarrett beat them all.
Can you imagine all the smiles at a Petty family reunion? It'd go on for miles.
I think the Petty family reunion brought to you by Crest.
That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they could sell a lot of toothpaste there, I'll tell you. A lot of cowboy hats, too.
Oh, cowboy hats, a lot of fancy shades.
And a lot of mustaches, even on the women.
I didn't think the petty women had mustaches.
Well, I was just making that up. It were a funny.
I think he was. I think he was.
And I made up all those other petties, too, if you didn't guess. Richard, he were second. He, Lee, he were third. But there was no Billy Bob Petty. There was no Clarence Petty or J.C. Petty. Or, I just made them all up, honey. Do you think anybody knew?
Well, I know that I knew, and I know that anyone who's a listener likely knew. And since it was all a coming from you, they probably took it all with a grain of salt, because they know how you is.
Yeah, it's true. But Jolie Johnson, he were for Johnny Beauchamp, he were fifth.
Johnny Beauchamp, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Good name.
He were a good driver. He were a good driver. G.C. Spencer, you think that was Jimmy's great-granddaddy? He were six. Buck Baker, he were seventh. I just like saying the name. Buck. He tough. Buck.
Tough man. Tough, tough man.
Yeah, I loved him. 60 Chevy he drove that year. He just tough. Maurice Petty, he were eight.
Now, Maurice, he's a bit of a different lad, ain't he?
Yeah. He's French, I think. He's
I
one
don't
of them
think
French.
He's French.
He
I
were
think
a French
he's
petty.
He's from Little Cross like the rest of them.
Oh. Okay. Rich.
But how they come up with that name Maurice is beyond my imagination.
I don't know. You got Richard. You got
How do you go
Lee.
From Richard to Maurice?
You got Kyle and Adam, and then Maurice Petty. Maurice Petty. Maybe they show like one of them French movies that day. I don't know.
I know what happened. I think when he was just a youngin' and they was all sitting around the supper table, he'd be screaming all the time, "I want more rice. I want more rice." He always wants more rice. He wants another spoonful of rice. So they said, "You want more rice? We're going to call you more rice."
That's his name, more rice. It isn't Maurice. It's more rice.
That's right. More rice. He wants more rice, Petty. Please pass the rice. Rice-a-roni, a taste that can't be beat. Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
It's a good thing they didn't name these. Sorry, I'm not gonna say that because they get me in trouble. You're going to slap me again.
We're used to that.
Anyway.
I know who's coming up.
Rex Whitey was nine. Jimmy Perdue! He was 10. He went on to make chicken.
He did not. It was Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean made himself some sausage. Jimmy Perdue made cracked corn.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Well, that was Jimmy Perdue 10, and I just don't care!
Stop it now, Harold. Stop it while you still have your pride. I could sing my song for you. All about Jimmy Perdue.
Please do, honey.
Y'all want me to sing that for you? I'll sing it. Jimmy Perdue and I don't care. Jimmy Perdue and I don't care. Jimmy Perdue and I don't care. I want Jimmy Perdue. I think 11th was Curtis Kreider, followed by 12th by Spook Crawford, and then old Jimmy Norton was 13th, followed by Neil Castles, and then Jimmy Thompson, I'm sorry, Jimmy Johnson, he done got dumped this weekend, but Jimmy Thompson was 15th, followed by number 16th spot was owned by LDI Spook Crawford. Y'all believe that, Harold?
That's unbelievable, honey. You got a memory on you, I'm telling you.
I think that was a good old race.
Yeah,
I tell you, you don't get nothing past me. You
that was
get
a real,
nothing past me.
That were a real
I
good
think
race.
My eggs is done again.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Bernie Lamar's been picking eggs.
Maybe. Well, let's take a break. We're going to see who's ringing on the phone. This is Earl. That's Beulie. This is Race Talk Radio. I'll be back.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan. I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck driving man. So pour me another cup of coffee. Pour it in the best in the land. I'll put a quarter in the jukebox.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from... This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
Need custom embroidery or screen printing? Stellar Apparel handles every customer like they're our only one. Customer satisfaction, our number one priority. From screen printed and embroidered apparel to custom promotional items, make Stellar Apparel your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Check them out on the web at stellarapparel.com. Can't spell? Find the link on Doin' Donuts website right now. That's Stellar Apparel, the official screen printer of Doin' Donuts.
My name is Matthew, and my wish was to see the snow.
Matthew had never seen the snow before. We built snowmen. Had snowball fights.
The snow tastes like popsicles.
His life was turned upside down by his cancer. The trip just gave us a chance to be a family and Matthew to be just a kid in the snow.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
Share the power of a wish.
My lucky day.
I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck driving man.
I'm a truck driving man.
You're not a truck driving man.
Okay, I'm a truck driving female.
That's better.
My Fargo.
You got me worried there for a minute.
I think by now you'd know better, Harold.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You'd have had that all figured out by now, Harold.
That's for sure. I'm sorry,
now, honey, Archibald, on the other hand, we're not quite sure of.
He's kind of weird. I don't know.
Well, takes after your side of the family.
Yes. He kind of reminds me of my Aunt Mabel.
Why's that?
He's got a mustache just like hers.
Does he need himself some double-edged toenail clippers, too?
Now, you got three toes. That's it.
Is he a sloth?
He's got only three toes, and they're all big toe. He ain't got no little toes.
I'd say there's something wrong with that boy.
Well, maybe. Maybe that big glowing ball I brought him home when you was pregnant with him, maybe it'd do something to him.
I think so. All I know is he was so ugly, I used to have to feed him with a slingshot.
Yes. I remember the time you missed with the biscuit you took out a window.
Well, that's when my biscuit cooking just wasn't quite as fine as it is now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, this is Harold, that's Beulie, and this is Speedway City, USA. It's time for Vittles.
It might be a good time to have Vittles while you mop up the floor.
Yeah, I just spilled my water, I'm sorry. So you hear everything.
As long as it's water.
It's water, there's just a lot of it, so I gotta clean up. What do you got cooking for everybody today?
Well, I got some special eating for tonight, and I actually invited Scott Riggs over. You know, he's from Bahama, and I know he'd like some of this stuff. We're going to start off tonight with a nice little appetizer. We're going to have ourselves some dove appetizers. And what y'all got to do, you got to go find yourself some nice mourning doves, and you can either net them or trap them or shoot them or whatever you want to do, but I know they're in abundance, so it ain't a big deal. And you're going to clean them, and you're going to get them breast meat out of them. And they're just nice little fine breasts because they ain't a big bird. So what you can do is take them dove breasts, and you're going to put a little bit of salt and pepper on, just enough that you like. And then you're going to dip them in Worcestershire sauce and wrap each with a piece of bacon. And how you're going to hold that bacon on, you're going to take yourself a big old toothpick, and you're going to stab it right through the bacon and right through the dove breast. And then you're going to put it in the oven, like under broil. And you're going to broil it in the oven or put it in a broiler pan, or maybe you want to barbecue it. And you're going to cook the whole thing until the bacon is pink and either pink or crisp, however you want your bacon done, and the juice is running clear in that. And you're going to have yourself nice little dove appetizers on these little toothpicks. So you're going to serve that to your folks and maybe have some of that bugberry frothy stuff you was talking about earlier, just to wash it all down as a main course. I got me a real secret recipe, Harold, and I know you're going to enjoy this. Are you all ready for this?
Oh, you betcha, honey.
Now, you just get your taste buds wrapped around this. We're going to have ourselves some Wilkes County rabbit. This just ain't no ordinary rabbit. This here's Wilkes County rabbit.
What the difference?
And the rabbit from Wilkes County is the finest rabbit you're going to find anywhere.
Okay.
You're going to get yourself one dressed rabbit. It means you're going to be all skinned up and ready to go and have him about 1.5 pounds. Now, you don't have to look around for one that weighs that. You can go above or below 1.5 pounds. Then you're going to take 2 cups of cold water.
Honey.
And 2 teaspoons. What?
What you got?
What is it, Harold?
What you got to dress him in? Little overalls or little?
No, you're gonna take the hide off the rabbit and you're gonna set it aside. And you can either make yourself some mittens or a hat out of it.
Dressed
rabbit means he's been all butchered up.
Yeah, rabbit ain't gonna be too happy. You're taking his fur off.
He's gonna be cold too. He ain't gonna mind much because he's gonna be dead.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, honey.
So after the salt, you're going to get about 1/4 cup of melted butter and 4 teaspoons of grated onion and 1 teaspoon of salt and just a little bit of pepper, maybe 1/4 teaspoon, a little bit of sugar, about a teaspoon of sugar, a tablespoon of lemon juice, and once again, we get Worcestershire sauce, about 1 teaspoon, and 1/4 cup of water. Now, once you get all this collected, you're going to start your oven about 10 minutes before you bake this, and you're going to set it to about 350 degrees. And, of course, your rabbit from Wilkes County is going to be all washed up and cleaned thoroughly. And then you want to cut it into serving pieces, just pretty much like you'd be cutting a chicken up. Now, you place that old rabbit in a bowl, and you cover it with cold water, and you add the salt, and you soak that there rabbit for about 1.5 hours. And when he's all soaked up, you're going to drain and pat dry the rabbit with like some paper towels or whatever you have handy. in a big old saucepan, maybe a cast iron pan or a no-stick one if y'all don't have enough butter. You're going to melt your butter in the saucepan, and then you remove it from the heat, and you add everything else of the ingredients, and you beat it all together thoroughly. And you're going to take your rabbit pieces, and you're going to dip it. You're going to dip it in that sauce and arrange it in aluminum-foiled shallow pan and place under the broiler for about 3 inches from the heat. And for about 30 minutes, you're going to broil this rabbit, and you're going to baste it with the remaining sauce about every 10 minutes. You want to keep him nice and juicy and nice and good to the taste. And then after the top side is brown, you're going to turn the rabbit over, increase your heat to about 375, and you broil it for about another 40 minutes, and you baste it frequently because you don't want it drying out. You want it nice and tender and juicy. Then you turn the oven to about 400, and then you broil the outside for about 15 minutes until the meat is nice and brown and crispy. You're going to take all them rabbit bits and put it to a nice big old fancy platter, you know that one that Meemaw left you, and then you pour the remaining sauce in the broiler pan over the rabbit, and oh my goodness, you're going to have about four good servings out of that. And, you know, if the rabbit's a little bit bigger, you can increase all your ingredients just a little bit. But that is one fine meal, Harold. What do you all think of that?
That sounds real yummy, honey.
You could even have real yummy biscuits if you want.
How about rutabaga? Can we have rutabaga?
No, not with the Wilkes County rabbit. Wilkes County rabbit ain't going nowhere near your rutabagas.
No rutabaga french fries?
Not with my rabbit. I'm sorry. The only thing you'll want to have with my rabbit, maybe some baby carrots. Maybe some nice caramelized baby carrots.
No bobbing for rutabagas?
No bobbing for rutabagas. You're going to save that for your carnival sideshow. You and the fat lady and the bearded woman all going to be bobbing for rutabagas. You're going to be displaying your two extra toes.
No rutabaga salad?
No, sir. Not today.
How about
I made you your rutabaga fritters last week, and if that weren't good enough, you just hell.
Well, honey, I just rutabagas is my life, honey.
Y'all want dessert now?
Yeah. That sounds like good rabbit. That sounds like good rabbit.
Sour cream apple pie.
Ooh, that sounds good too.
Go and get yourself two eggs and make sure Bernie don't break them eggs too. And his eggs is breaking all the time. So take two eggs, 2 1/2 cups of sour cream, 6 tablespoons of unbleached flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1/2 salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 4 to 6 large apples. Don't matter if they're them orchard apples laying on the ground, just long, nice apples. Peeling them and you slice them. And then get yourself, just cheat. I want y'all to just cheat. I want you to do a Chad house and cheat. You're going to go to the store and get your 2 pre-made, unbaked, 8-inch shells, just like Chad Knaus would do. You're going to take your eggs and beat them and stir in the sour cream.
Chad Knaus,
flour, sugar.
Chad Knaus make this dessert, too?
He don't make this dessert. I'm making the dessert, following the rules, and I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to use unbaked. So you take the eggs, and you stir in the sour cream, flour, sugar, salt, and vanilla. You arrange your apples in the pie shell, and you pour half of the cream mixture over each of the pies, because you're going to make a couple of these out of all this. And you bake on the bottom shelf of a preheated 400-degree oven for 30 minutes. Then you remove the pie from the oven, and then you're going to have the special topping I'm going to talk about in a minute. You put this topping on evenly. Then you reduce your heat to 350 and turn the pies to the oven and bake for about 15 minutes more until the top is nice and brown and bubbly. And your top is going to be made out of 3 cups brown sugar, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, and 1/2 cup of margarine. And you're going to prepare this topping by mixing the ingredients using a pitcher blender or fingers. You better wash them up after you mix county rabbit. And you put it all together until it's nice and crumbly. Then you're going to put that on top of that sour cream apple pie. You make that going to taste so nice. Like homemade ice cream with that. Or a hunk of old cheddar cheese. Oh, Harold, that'd be so divine.
That sounds delicious, honey.
Real fine.
That
nice meal.
Yummy.
And I'm hoping that Scott Riggs does show up and bring us some of them Bahama apples.
That would be nice.
That would be fine, because I know Bahama, North Carolina has some real fine apples.
So what time Chad Knaus getting here with the pie?
Chad Knaus is not making the pie, Harold. I am making the pie. I'm just following Chad Knaus's lead, and I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to buy me some made pie shells.
He used pie shells in the car? No wonder they don't finish good.
I swear, Harold, you are dancing on my last nerve.
With both toes.
With both of the big old toes. No wonder you kicked out both my eye sockets with them. You're going to need yourself one of them scythes from the Boer War just to cut them nails off. Them growing and they're hooking back just like some sort of deep sea hooks.
That sounds good. That sounds good. You making any...
You're like a pirate with an extra claw. You're starting to look like Brian France, like a lobster. Your eyes are out on tentacles, just all flipping around. I don't know which eye of all to look at. Next, we're going to have snapping turtle stew, too. Snapping turtles, lobsters, and extra toes. What else are we going to talk about, Harold? Cockfights? Spit it out, Harold. Don't you spill your water again. Or are you going to be mopping the floor up from that backer stain over in the corner before the dog walks through it and leaves them big old muddy footprints all around the floor?
I just wondering how long Chad Knaus been making pie.
I swear to God, if I had the opportunity, I would be running away with Freddie Lorenzen right now. I don't give a damn what you're talking about.
And his hair, too.
Well, I used to be a beauty operator. Did I ever tell you that, Harold?
Only 3 times every show, honey. Only 3 times every show.
I think this is the first time this show, but I just want to gently remind you, you are just darn lucky that I ain't run away with Freddie Lorenzen.
Well, he's a good boy.
He's a fine lad.
He couldn't raise
Unlike Mo Rice Petty.
But he couldn't raise a rutabaga to save his life. I bet you.
That might be a good thing at this point.
Yeah, it might be. I better shut up because you're going to make me rutabaga surprise. You know what that is?
Yeah, up the side of the head.
Yeah, you bash me in the head and go, surprise!
Like that one you had autographed a few hundred years ago that was sitting on the mantle over there that shrunk down to like some pygmy skull.
Yeah, I tried to have Mikey Waltrip sign a rutabaga for me, and he wouldn't sign it.
Well, that shows the class of the man.
Yeah, he should. But if you bring a nap apart, I'll sign that.
Well, you know how he is with his napa.
So I took my knife out, and I whittled a napa right into the rutabaga, but he didn't. He said they don't sell rutabagas. So he know I was kidding.
And that shows you the class of Napa, too.
Yeah, well, there's no good stuff.
I bet they're all sitting there drinking them Chardonnay and giggling at us now.
I wonder if Chad Knaus made them any pie.
I think Happy Harvick makes himself a nice pie sometimes.
Well, he's a happy boy.
A happy boy.
He's
especially
happy
when Denny
boy.
Hamlin's around.
Yeah, that's right.
Might handy with pies. Maybe I'm going to invite him for dinner next week. Oh, Happy Harvick. Bring on Delana. Bring on the dog Indy and all them little low dogs they got. Bring on the mother-in-law. We're going to have us a good old down-home Harvick food festival. What you all think of that?
I think you should invite Chad Knaus, too, as long as he's going to make pie.
I don't think Chad Knaus and the Harvicks are going to mix. I don't think that would be a good party. Do you?
Well... Probably not. You're probably right.
We could always invite Jimmy Johnson and Brian Vickers.
I bet they'd get along real good.
I think we'd have a good time. At least for anything else, they could be entertainment.
That would be good. Brian would chase.
Not just get it all sorted out.
Brian would be sitting there telling you how, I just want to thank Ricky Hendrick for bringing me this car. You know he did.
That was just one or too many times, I think, what I heard coming out of that young man's mouth.
He only said it like 20 times after he went, I win! I just want to tell him, Mr. Rick Hendrick, this is for his son Ricky. He dead. He just kept telling us that Ricky Hendrick is dead, too.
I know. It's just kind of sad, really.
Everybody should remember that. It were a sad day when he died. But we didn't know he dead. We ain't
well,
seen him in ages.
Down on that aircraft, he didn't mention them either.
Yes, I'm telling you. He couldn't remember one other name if you tried.
I know.
Anyway.
The world come to.
That's some good eating, honey.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I like it a lot. I can't wait till Chad Knaus bring over a pie for me.
That's I was thinking of making Chad Knaus some nice little rabbit skin mittens. He could wear them like when he's working on the car under the hood, and when the rabbit hair all starts to singe, it would smell like my nice Wilkes County rabbit just a cooking in the oven.
That would be good.
That'd be good eating.
Yeah, it would. Well, everybody, that's Vittles for today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you more racing stuff. This is Errol, that's Bewley. This is Speedway City, USA, damn it. We'll be back. We will. Don't you go nowhere!
.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit racerdogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit racerdogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so covered, and when I shave, that is why I love the head blade. I put it in my head, I use it every day. I've got the look because of head blade.
For information about Headblade, check us out at Headblade.com.
Headblade. You know, a lot of folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should. Because they figure any place that a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go there amongst all them truckers sitting around and talking about their load.
We stop at a lot of truck stops on the way home.
Sure did. We made a lot of new acquaintances.
Yeah, we did. Hey, Freddy! It's me! Harold!
Hi, Madeline. How are you doing? Hi, Janice. Hi, Natalie.
I was just waving to Freddy. You see, think you see it on the radio?
I think Freddie would need X-ray vision to see that on the radio. Ain't television, Harold.
Ain't television. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm so dumb sometimes. Anyway, to our new friends and all our old friends, we're just saying, hey, everybody!
Glad y'all stopped in.
Yeah.
County rabbit.
Well, you got people like rabbit.
I wonder if they all saw Scott Riggs on the way. Because he's late.
Yeah, he ain't
probably
here
out
yet
on his motorcycle.
Chad Knaus isn't here with the pie either.
That's because, Harold, I am making the pie myself with my own two.
I thought he was bringing the pie crust, though.
canals ain't bringing no crust. Read my lips, Harold. Pull the string tighter. Chad Canals ain't bringing no pie. Chad Canals ain't bringing no crust. Chad Canals ain't even coming. Is the one that's coming.
She don't sound too happy with me, folks. So I think we better say goodnight. Say goodnight to everybody, Beulie.
Goodnight, everybody, Beulie.
That's my Beulie. And this is Harold. And you were listening to Speedway City, USA, dammit. We'll be back next week. Bye. Bye, Freddy. I'm waving. Can't you see?
Bye, Donna. Y'all come back.
Yeah, we'll see y'all later, folks. Bye-bye.